I believe he's off. Some of them say off his rocker.
And you, I think, said queer, didn't you? What does that mean?
Queer, yes. He acts queer.
Do people ever say choir?
No, I don't believe they do around here.
And what does queer mean?
Well, it means that he has different ideas, so different to an ordinary person. You know.
Would it hurt his feelings if he knew you said that about him?
Yes.
Is it almost as bad as saying he's a fool?
Yes, or crazy. I think
so. Strong, it's a strong word, then.
Yes.
Now, if somebody is this is a German trait, he's absolutely certain he's right. And you know him, and you say, now don't be so, what?
Hard-hearted or so fast
right.
To believe everything you hear.
Well, suppose he makes up his mind and he's not going to change it. And you say, oh, don't be so...
stubborn?
Yes, that's the general idea. What are words around stubborn?
Well...
you said hard.
Cranky.
Cranky.
And...
you said hard-hearted. You said hard-hearted.
And yeah. Foolhardy. I've heard that.
Yes. Hard-headed.
Hard-headed.
And somebody who's very sensitive and gets
don't
hurt.
Don't be so touches.
Okay.
Or to take everything to heart.
Okay.
You know.
And then you're somebody's taken by surprise. Well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he would get so. I was just kidding. I didn't know he was going to get so.
I wasn't serious. I'm just kidding it.
I didn't know then that he would get so what?
Angry or sore.
Mm-hmm. And somebody is going to...
or mad. You could even say mad.
Yeah. I think you said something yesterday. How do you use the word ugly? Didn't you say, you were talking, your children said to you, I've never heard you say anything wrong about
ugly
our father.
About my daddy.
Yes.
I said there wasn't anything ugly about him.
Mm-hmm. And that means that there's nothing negative.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Everything was nice. He was nice.
And if somebody does get ugly and excited, you say, well, I'll just keep...
yeah. Hold your tater, some of them say.
Okay.
Did you ever hear that?
And also, just keep...
hold your horses.
Hold your horses.
I've heard that.
Or keep...
keep cool.
Or calm.
Calm and cool.
Uh-huh. And if somebody's worked very hard all day, you say, well... you've been working hard, you must be very...
tired.
Do you have any other terms for that come to mind?
Worn out.
Bagged out.
Bagged out, down in the dumps.
Is that a mood, or is that...
well, in the mood, that's more if you're just not thinking very happy thoughts, you're down in the dumps.
And he might agree with you, and he said, yes, I'm mighty...
tired.
If somebody suddenly has some ailment, you say she...
come down with it.
All right.
With the measles or something.
And would you use sick? She said, all of a sudden last night she...
became sick? No, you just say she got sick.
Mm-hmm.